creation. Seven dates?
Yeah.
The Bible says?
Because you have seven chakras to build a body. That's a creation.
Uh-huh.
See, even the guacamayo agrees.
Thank you, guacamayo. Oh.
Yeah, the creation. And creation is that there is a mother and father, and then another mother and father. One mother and father has a son, and the other mother and father has a daughter. Now that's three and three. That's six. That mother and father, they have a baby, and there's your seven. That's your matryoshka layer of seven generations of wealth. Got it?
Yeah.
Two bloodlines that come together in sets of three are twinning to create a seventh. A new generation from two sets of three.
And that can be translated into ideas.
Exactly.
Or your gifts.
Uh-huh.
Like ancestors, mm-hmm. their parents, and mm-hmm. then you come together to create something new.
Exactly.
A project, an mm-hmm. idea, an endeavor.
Exactly. A world.
A world.
A micronation.
A micronation.
A nation of peace.
Nation of peace.
Because it's holy matrimony, remember? That means that both parties have agreed that those two twinning create peace. Otherwise, why do you want to get married for it? A marriage is a, you know, is a contract, which is a twinning. It's not a contract per se that I hold you accountable for something. It's a contract because it's a perfect match. Therefore, it becomes a smart contract.
So,
yeah, what did you say?
Soul contract.
Exactly, a soul contract. And that's how contracts were done before, right? It was a handshake. It was heart to heart. It was to say, my soul and your soul are on the same wavelength. We agree. It's from the heart. Because when that couple decide to have a baby and it's in the incubator, in the womb, the first life is the heart. Du-dum, 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 du-dum. Oh, darling, we have a baby. Well, it's not formed yet. Don't worry about that. But there's a heart.
Yeah, love.
So a soul contract is love. It's heart to heart.
So having a baby is a soul contract.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with whom? Or with yourself. Because that soul that you bring forth is you. So it's kind of like a reincarnation of yourself, a contract with the soul to say that we are eternal and I will continue my seed. The seed of the ancestors, which is the original blueprint of humanity. We agree to continue to birth the original blueprint of humanity, which is love. And fermented cacao. So fermented cacao probably tastes like ayahuasca, like a wine.
It's still not very fermented. It has 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Creamy.
Mm-hmm.
It's very creamy. But I'm going to see. I'm going to leave it there for a couple of days more and create cacao wine.
Yeah, but if you do it, I don't think you should add dairy. I added dairy there. I think you should leave it as cacao.
Taste.
Okay. Yeah, it tastes lemony. It's good though.
Yeah, it's...
Mm-hmm. Super good. Yeah. You are an alchemist, a pure alchemist. That's your little potion motions.
And the next time we do it without milk.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, yeah, and then we add milk. If, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But milk ferments. I mean,
yeah, it does. But
why can it create like a creamy, thing?
Because I think...
Like a Bailey's.
Yeah, but I don't know. I look at it as like ayahuasca. Like it would go through like a change, you know, like more like a syrup.
With milk?
No, without it.
Oh, I see. Correct. Yeah, if it pure will go to syrup. Yes.
Well, there you go.
Purchaseyou.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's
how it is.
Ciao. Ciao. Purchaseyou.com.
Of course.
Yeah, happy ending.
Mm-hmm.